International Correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
14 away from 6, Murray Olds in Australia later on this morning. There's growing anger over the role of social media and their inability to contain themselves and contain the people on their platforms. The Assistant Treasurer, Stephen Jones, is going to force social media, he claims, to answer to the federal government. Spread of misinformation has turned an horrific week, and we all know what happened in Australia last week, an horrific week into something diabolical. So the pressure's on the major players like Meta and Google to smart their act up. But more on that later. Let's go to Britain, and Gavin Gray is with us. Gavin, very good morning to you.
Hi there, Mike.
Another one bites the dust. Mark Menzies gone.
Yeah, so the government, the Conservative Party, losing another MP. This was a truly bizarre story that came out at the end of last week. He's MP for up in Lancashire towards the northwest of England. And it was said that he had called a party activist in the early hours of the morning, about 3:15 in the morning last December, to ask for more than $10,000, it's alleged. He said he was locked in a flat or an apartment and needed the money to pay bad people. Now, he said, no, this isn't accurate, it's not true, etc. Anyway, it appears that money was paid, according to that party activist. And where did that money come from? It now materializes it came from party coffers. In other words, from the fundraising efforts of the local Conservative Party. As you can imagine, this has not gone down very well. The police say nobody's complained to them, so they're not investigating yet. The Conservative Party said it was signed off by two signatories of the constituency Westminster group, so he's done nothing wrong. But he was suspended from the party, and now he's announced that the next general election he will step down. And that means almost 100 MPs are stepping down of the 650 in Westminster in time for the next general election.
Unreal. This EU idea that, you know, people can move back and forward between the continent and Britain and being rejected by the UK, what's the thinking behind that?
Yeah, well, of course, at the moment, we have between New Zealand, Australia, Canada and 7 other countries and the UK this deal where effectively young people can come over and work for 2 years.
Yeah.
Now, the UK was apparently talking to different European countries when the European Commission got wind of this and said, don't deal with countries individually. You've got to have all members of the 27 states. Well, that's all right. And, you know, that seems OK. But then reading the small print, the European Union has come forward and said, right, yes, we do want this deal, but instead of the 2 years you're offering New Zealand, Australia and the others, we want 4 years. And incidentally, that fee that you charge to cover any National Health Service care, we want that scrapped altogether. We don't think Europeans should pay that. Oh, and incidentally, in reciprocity, when a Briton travels to the European Union, you can only visit one country that you have to nominate at the start. As I said, that made me rather change my mind on what I thought about this. The government has said absolutely no way. And I think it is kind of indicative of why some people got so fed up with the European Union.
Yeah, exactly. Good on you, mate. Catch up later on the week. Appreciate it very much, Gavin.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online. And keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.